to another exciting edition of the Thought Police. And guess what? Kevin O'Sullivan and I are back in the pub.
In the fucking pub where we belong.
Where it all started, right?
Actually, this is the first time I had a drink since the last time we made a podcast in here. That's a fucking lie.
But it's the first time you've had a drink with me while we're making the podcast.
That, it's very nice to do this.
And I'll tell you what, actually. I'll tell you, it's the first time this year. And it's nearly fucking June.
Well, good.
So that's 5 months out of the way where we didn't actually come to the pub and make a podcast. What the fuck?
It's good to be back, though.
It
Cheers.
Is good to be back. Yeah, good to be back. Isn't it exciting as well to be in the midst of an election that we weren't expecting?
Yeah, I've got election fever.
Yeah, have you?
Do you know what? Yeah, one thing that I was thinking today. So Rishi's making this speech.
Oh, great.
And, of course, Keir.
What, today?
Why do these cunts always stand in front of heavy machinery?
Because it makes
fucking
them look
great
macho.
Machines and tractors.
Because it makes them look macho.
And bulldozers.
But Rishi.
Fucking wankers.
Did you see Rishi trying to play football the other day?
Yeah. Fuck, he got beaten by a cone.
Yeah. I mean, literally got nutmegged by a cone. Right?
Didn't he say good luck to Wales in the Euros?
He
as
went
well.
To Wales and said. No, he went to Wales and he said. Oh, I suppose you're all looking forward to the football. Yeah. They went, no, not really.
Yeah, we're not in it.
Qualified, you fucking idiots. Fuck also, the great one is he didn't want to go to the playoff final between Southampton and whoever it was that was playing because he thought he might get booed. And they all thought, yeah, remember George Osborne when he got booed in the fucking Olympics?
You see, but that's ridiculous because...
Southampton Leeds, wasn't it?
Yeah, he didn't...
I saw a good joke actually about that. Somebody said, oh, I've just signed up to Sky for this new season of the Premier League, but I've just opened the TV box and it hasn't got any Leeds in it. Which I knew you'd appreciate.
That is good. Yeah, but you see, Sunak missed the trick, as he always does there, because the football factor is important. If England win the Euros, which with old fucking...
Do you really think that could happen?
With horseface Southgate in charge.
You've got about his cardigan?
Yeah, no fucking way. But if they do...
You've probably got a cardigan. Have you got a cardigan? Have you got a cardigan?
I've got a very fashionable cardigan.
Fashionable cardigan?
Made by the Couples, yeah.
Who?
By the Couples.
Who are the Couples?
French designers.
Fuck me, you're worse than Gareth Southgate.
Yeah.
He's wearing one by some fucking Italian bloke I've never heard of. Yeah. I've never heard of the fucking Couples.
Well, check it out.
All right.
That jacket's from the Couples.
Is it?
Yeah. I was trying to work out today my current outfit, right? I was walking down the road and thinking, fucking hell, you got a lot of labels on it.
Yeah.
So I've got Ralph Lauren trousers, Paul Smith socks, Ralph Lauren loafers, Couples jacket. And then I fucking fall off a cliff with a T-shirt. Marks and Spencer's, so there you go.
Oh, my God. I mean, you're really not a man of the people there, are
you? No, I'm not a man of the people. I'm not down with the kids.
You're saying the worst thing you're wearing you bought with Marks and Spencer's.
I like Marks and Spencer's, actually, but not to go into or
no.
buy.
Are you not boycotting it, though, because of the war?
No, I'm going there because of the war. Sunak missed a trick by not going to see Southampton because political leaders... when they associate themselves with winning football teams, do well. So, the last time there was a major football tournament and there was an election at the same time was 1970 when England were in the World Cup.
That's a very long time
Harold Wilson was calling an election. Labour in the shit, but it was doable.
Right.
And so they had long cabinet ministers and Harold Wilson said... I want to know how England are going to do in the World Cup. So literally, they had people from the England camp, soccer experts, came and see them and said, look, the England squad this year, 4 years after 1966, is stronger than the team that won the cup 4 years ago. Exactly. So Wilson goes, all right, we'll call the election. So the 4 days before the election...
Yeah.
England went into the quarterfinals against West Germany and fucking lost.
Yeah. Well, that was in the days when West Germany, though, had fucking the Kaiser, Franz Beckenbauer, Gerd Müller, and all those fucking
players. We had a better team, but we didn't perform. Anyway, that cost Wilson the election. And you get at least a 2% swing to the incumbent government if the football team does well.
That's not
going to
be enough.
So Sunak not going to see Southampton beat those fuckers from Leeds.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd like Southampton, but I do now. It's the one thing that unites people all over the country
yeah, but it's not,
is a hatred of Leeds.
Well, you may say that, but I mean, nobody gives a fuck about Southampton getting to Premier League, do they? Yeah. Proper Southampton fans. Yeah. But if England do win the Euros this year, I don't think that'll help Sunak at all.
No, but
it won't, because nothing can help him.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm just saying that.
You're talking bollocks.
I'm not talking bollocks.
Well, you are, can't
the football factor is important. Incumbent politicians do well if the team does well, if the national team does well.
So
but you're quite right, mate. You're absolutely right. Even if we won the fucking Euros
right.
and won the final 26-0, Rishi would still right. lose the
I
fucking
was
election.
Say, presumably also, this doesn't apply in Scotland, where they're always shit.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So Ali Ross, you know... our mate from the Sun, yeah. The Sun TV critic, you know, mad Scotland fan.
Yeah.
So of course he's going to the Euros. I said, so what are you going to do when you get there, Ali? He goes, I said, no, I know what you're going to do—a fucking U-turn.
Right.
Because Scotland will be straight
they
out.
They played Germany first game.
Are they?
You know, yeah. They played the opening fucking game against Germany. Cheerio.
Fuck's sake.
You know, I mean, ridiculous. But the point is, the election has been going on for just about a week as we record this, right? Feels like it's been going on forever, doesn't it?
This is what I liked yesterday. Yeah, we're talking on Thursday. So yesterday, a shock poll, as they say, came out. And it did reveal that Sunak and the Tories had really gained. They'd come within 12 points.
Right, but nobody believes the poll.
Sunak. Well, it's just one poll.
Right.
You know, the next poll revealed that they've come within about...
Every three. Other poll says there's 27 points.
Anyway, for a brief moment yesterday, you know, it looked like good news for Sunak. But what it clearly did, is because it was really fucking bad news for Starmer, because suddenly he thought, oh shit, I've got to do something. Because so far he's done fuck all, except fuck... what's her name? Diane Abbott, right up the arse, and do nothing, you know, and say and keep saying change. Yeah. You made a great point on your show this morning. He's gone down to Wales. The people of Wales are ready for change, and you go to that journalist and say, "Well, hang on, you've had a fucking Labour government for about 100 years.
Yeah.
What kind of change does he want? Exactly. Tories?
What doesn't he like about that? But that's the other thing, right? Is that every time he fucking opens his mouth, Keir Starmer, he says literally nothing.
Yeah, I know.
You can't imagine what he's just said. You forget. Every time he says something, the next sentence, you've already forgotten what he said.
I'll tell you, it is...
It's going to be the dullest Prime Minister I think we've ever had.
Well, it's also going to be the most terrifying
Do you
Prime
think
Minister.
So?
Yeah, because, first of all, one thing that hasn't had enough discussion, one of the first things he's going to do is bring in voting for 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
That will provide him with 1.5 million voters who are guaranteed to
vote. They won't fucking vote.
They'll vote Labour.
No, but they won't vote.
Yeah, but that's what they do, these leaders. He'll swing the fucking democracy, the quotes democracy, close quotes, his way. So that's terrifying. He's a fucking serious lefty.
Yeah.
The mask will slip. And that fucking idiot he's got, hopefully he'll see sense and not let him do the job, but David Lammy is the Foreign Secretary. I mean, Donald Trump, or he's David Lammy this week has managed to piss off pro-Israel people and piss off pro-Palestine people, piss off Donald Trump, and piss off Joe Biden. He's done a clean sweep, no mean feat.
I don't think he's capable of doing that job.
He's tweeted that Donald Trump is a KKK supporter, a Nazi sympathiser who hates women.
Right.
Yeah.
And
Donald Trump's used to being insulted. You know, he sucks it up. He's like a grown-up. But he doesn't fucking forget.
No.
And I suspect that what's going on right now, because there'll be a lot of talking between Washington and London.
It's already going on.
Washington will be letting Starmer know, no David Lammy. He's
I'm looking forward to whatever he says about him, because who can forget when he called Sadiq Khan a stone-cold loser?
Yeah.
Which is actually very apt.
Stone-cold loser.
Stone-cold loser.
By the way, what do you think about Donald Trump? I mean, by the time this podcast comes out, we might be nearing the verdict
of
the
jury. Well, this is their second day of deliberation, right? So I would say if it goes all the way through to the end of the week, then that probably means it will suggest that he might be found guilty of something. I don't think they're going to find him guilty of anything serious, though.
Well, if he gets... The thing is, if he gets found guilty of anything, it's a felony. 30% of Republican voters say they won't vote for a conviction.
I don't believe that.
Well,
That judge, Juan Merchant, who is a disgrace to justice, is absolutely prejudiced. It's shameful.
The thing is ridiculous.
Do you know what he said to the fucking jury when they retired? He said, well, there's a number of offences in there. You pick your favourite felony. Right. So there they go, well, what felony shall we convict him of? The good news is, because, you know, of course, New York's a Democrat city, Democrat state, and has got a Democrat chief prosecutor, Alvin Bragg, Democrat fucking judge, Merchant, you know, this guy Merchant. And then also, 8 of the jury members are Democrats.
Yeah.
So you think, oh, fuck me, he's fucked. The good news is that means there are 4 who aren't Democrats. Yes. 2 of them are lawyers.
And does it have to be a unanimous verdict?
No. Sure. One person, if they object, if they don't go along with it, then it's a mistrial.
Right.
So if it's a mistrial...
So it has to be a unanimous verdict then?
Yeah, they have to get unanimous. So there are 2 lawyers.
I don't think they'll get that.
2 lawyers are among the 4 non-Democrats. That means that any lawyer... I don't know if you saw what Alan Dershowitz wrote last week. By the way, Alan Dershowitz, a lawyer from one of America's most eminent lawyers, died in the war Democrat, just said this is a disgrace to justice. This fucking judge should have thrown this case out.
See, the other thing the judge did this week, he said to the defence, it is not for you to point out matters of law to the fucking jury. Well, what's their fucking job then, if it's not for them to point out matters of law? Yeah,
absolutely. So the trial continues, of course, but the fact that two of the 4 non-Democrats are lawyers, I think is a really, really good news for Trump, because a lot of lawyers, including Dershowitz, and Trump made this point yesterday. Legal experts all over the world are trying to work out what exactly is the offence I'm supposed to have committed.
Yeah.
And it's true. People can't work out what it is he's supposed to have done.
Well, he hasn't done anything illegal. That's the point. What about old Bobby De Niro turning up and fucking going insane? What's going on with him?
But Robert De Niro, great actor. Oh, cunt! What a wanker. What a fucking wanker.
Does anybody give a shit what he thinks?
No. What actors? You know, why do actors think we care what they think?
Just go and pretend
to be someone else.
But also, last time he was in the news, do you remember he was being sued by his former fucking assistant? Who said he had a habit of calling her up in the middle of the fucking night and demanding 3 dry martinis be picked up from some particular fucking hotel in New York and delivered to his house.
Wasn't it from his restaurant, Tribeca, wasn't it? Tribeca,
Tribeca Grill,
I mean, he sort of got exonerated of that, but the details of the case didn't show him in a good light.
No, but he's obviously a bit of a cunt.
What a fucking wanker, though. I mean, and he goes, that speech he made to everybody.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
Yeah, because it goes, this is my city and Donald Trump doesn't belong here. Bobby, just a sort of technical point, it's not your fucking city, for Christ's sake.
And you don't get to ban people.
You're just a pissy little actor.
Also, you don't get to ban people you don't fucking agree with. Did you see those other pictures of him that came out, though, where he's walking with those massive platform shoes, because he's actually quite short.
Yeah,
and he hates the fact that he's very short. Like a lot of these fucking twats. Yeah. And so he's ruined his image altogether. I mean, I still love all the films he was in. But actually, this is beginning to put me off him. A bit like Bruce Springsteen. You know, Bruce Springsteen, who I used to really like, particularly in the early days, the stuff that he did in the 70s. But now, he's such a fucking pro-Biden Democrat. Yeah. And he starts preaching in his fucking concerts. I would throw shit at him if he started doing that. Yeah. You know? Like, get off the fucking
stage. I never liked his fucking music, anyway, but...
Well, you're a punk, aren't you?
I'm that way inclined.
You were a punk, you've told me that.
Yes, I was a bit that way inclined.
You fucking tartan and all that shit.
I used to go to the early... when I was at...
Did you ever get the marquee?
I'm going to date myself here. When I was at university, I used to go... I lived in this fucking awful basement flat in Barons Court. Part of London.
West London.
And it was such a shit... You could see the water running down the walls. It was so damp.
Right.
And we got ill because it was so damp. So rather than stay in this shit flat, we would go to the local pub, which is called the Nashville, which is a very famous rock venue for many years.
Yeah.
And so we just went every night. And there's always a band on. And so we go there one night, and there's a billboard outside, and it goes... it was the 101ers and the Sex Pistols.
Right.
Who the fuck are they? And these were the days when, so we were kids all wearing our sort of college sweatshirts and flares and all that crap. Right,
that's 76 then?
Something like right, that, yeah. No, no, it must have been the 96, I think. It's yeah. a long time ago.
Right.
Anyway, so I was 10 at the time. Right. I was a child genius. I went to university very early. No, anyway, so we go to see this pub. This is in the days when what you expected of a rock band, right. you know, was sort of people with long hair playing fucking guitars for 20 hours and fucking drum solo. Shut up with your fucking drum solo, you cunt. Yeah. Anyway, nothing more boring than that. Anyway, so we go. So we go in with our pints and sit down at the back watching the fucking band come on. The 101ers were turned into the Clash.
Okay.
I mean, they were a bit sort of disjointed and kind of unusual, but we didn't really know.
Yeah, but they were quite melodious, though.
They were a bit better. Then the Sex Pistols come out. We're just going to... We just see this bloke go... Alright, you can't. We look, I go, what the fuck is right. And it's Johnny Rotten and the band. And there's a few people at the front, and they start playing real fucking racket. And, you know, the audience starts spitting at them. They start spitting back. Johnny jumps into the mosh pit and starts having a fight with someone. Right. And we're going, fuck me. Right. Anyway, within a week.
This is a bit different.
Within a week, I wasn't wearing flares anymore. I had a new look. And we used to see the Sex Pistols a lot.
But it wasn't from some French designer, though, was it?
No, not in those.
So you moved into another arena now. You moved into sort of a post-punk...
I've always been a cunt with clothes.
Post-punk, dresser with all of that. What about Man United? We got to talk about them.
Look.
Incredibly, right? They fucking won the FA Cup. Yeah. Nobody thought they would. But my favourite story about Man United this week is fucking Jim Ratcliffe going, come back to work, you cunts. Or, if you don't want to do that, you can just resign. Fucking brilliant.
Yeah. He's what I love about him is we've got to cut back on the staff. Yeah. He's not offering redundancy deals. He's offering them the chance to resign. And he's saying, and the reason you might want to resign is I'm not going to let you work at home.
Right.
Now, obviously, we've been waiting
for a guy like this for a long time.
Yeah, all this is great. But if I was a Man United worker, I would go up to Jim Ratcliffe and say, well, I'm going to resign because you only pay me 75 quid a week or something, so you can stuff it up your fucking arse.
Right.
Why don't you make some of those shit fucking players that you pay £300,000 a week to, why don't you make them redundant? Yeah. You fucking get, you know, we've got to cut back on the wage.
Tell them to work from home.
Yeah, on our wage bill. Look at your players.
Right.
Fucking bunch of mediocre twats earning.
But how the fuck did they beat Manchester City then, if they're that bad?
They're not that bad on their day. Yeah. They always had a good squad. I mean, I suspect Ten Hag couldn't run a fucking bar.
He's leaving, though.
He couldn't. Well, I don't know. Some people think he might have saved his ass, but he couldn't run a bar. He's fucking useless. Yeah. He was no good for Man United. With a better manager, I think they might have done a lot better because they've got the players.
Right.
But he's crap.
Well, you'd have to say that, wouldn't you? You would have to say, a fucking team like that, surely to fuck, they should be
doing better
than
eight. I was very surprised about Man City, though. I mean, given they had everything to play for, you know, the clean sweep. And I couldn't quite work out what went wrong there, but...
Well, everyone's talking about Gareth Southgate coming back, and maybe after the Euros getting Man United. What about... Let's go back to the Cardigans, though.
By the way, one quick... We'll do it in a minute. It's grey.
What colour is it?
Grey.
Yeah. Grey cardigan.
They are quite fashionable.
Well, they may well be fashionable, but you still make you look a cunt if you wear one.
I don't know. That's why I don't often wear it. I got it for Christmas.
And what about the short sleeve knit?
I don't wear short sleeve knit.
Thank God for that.
But Ratcliffe, going back to Ratcliffe.
Well, they're wearing short sleeves today.
What? Well, yeah, it's my Marks and Spencer's t-shirt, man of the people. Ratcliffe. You know, he's obviously a brilliant businessman. I'm not sure he's the right person to run a football team because he's talking about getting either Gareth Southgate, total cunt, or Graham Potter.
Oh, no, he's
fucking useless.
Fashion icon. Graham who?
Graham Potter.
Well, the guy from Chelsea.
No, well, yeah.
He was at Chelsea
right before, yeah. So,
you know.
So Ratcliffe needs to raise his game in terms of management, right. But
looking ahead to the Euros, England are not going to win it, are they?
Not with Southgate in charge. No. You know, Southgate and the people of Britain need to know, what has Southgate ever done for us? Oh, I know. Won the square root of fuck all.
Yes.
You know, Southgate and the people of Britain need to know that phrase that you and I know so well, having lived in America. Second is for losers.
Yeah.
You know, that's our problem. We go, oh, they did really well. They did really well.
Yeah, runners
up. I mean, what will happen is fucking Euros. We'll probably get the semi-finals. They did really well. Well, if we don't win the Euros this year, this will be because of Southgate, because everybody knows, by a fucking country mile, or if I might say a New York mile, we have the best squad in that tournament. And if we can't win it this year, we never fucking will. Certainly not with Southgate.
But, you know, the good news is that Gary Lineker will be there. So we can watch and learn from his wonderful fucking.
Did you see that cunt this morning?
Yeah, I don't talk about.
I was looking myself in the mirror
because I like to be able to look at myself in the mirror and be able to sleep at night.
Yeah. But see, I do these tweets because I want to be able to look at myself in the mirror.
Seems that was Jemima Goldsmith.
I tweeted. My guess is Gary likes looking at himself in the mirror, whether he tweets or not.
I think that's right.
Yeah,
but you see,
he is very vain, you know.
I'm sure he is very vain. I mean, he worships his own body, I'm sure. He probably quite likes looking at himself in the mirror naked.
Yeah.
He's the sort of guy that would do that.
I don't do that. I don't want to look at
that's
him
too
naked.
Frightening for me. Yeah. It's not something I would ever do.
If you reach for the skies, you can fly, particularly if you're Gary Lineker with those
absolutely.
Fucking ears.
But what about him and Jemima Goldsmith, though? That's an unusual one, isn't it?
Is he going out with her now?
Well, he took her out to dinner to a place somewhere you might know. You're a bit of a gourmand about restaurants in London. Can't remember the name of it, but apparently a steak in there is £175.
It's not that salt. Bloke.
It's not Salt Boy. Yeah. No, it's not him, no. It's some other place, which is apparently somewhere in Notting Hill, where he took Jemima Goldsmith.
She used to be married to Imran Khan. Yeah, I know she did. How'd that work out for her?
Well, she's gone.
How'd that work out for him?
Well, she's gone from cricket to football.
So, Jemima, why'd you marry a jailbird? Do you know that story about our colleague Ian Collins?
Oh, yeah.
When we had a studio in Ealing.
Oh, yeah.
So he was on, he did a show here in central London and had a cut 2 hours to kill.
Right.
So he had to buy.
Yes, I remember.
He went out to buy.
He went somewhere near Oxfordshire.
He went out to buy his daughter a birthday present. Yeah. Still had a couple of hours to kill, so he was a bit hungry, so he wanted to find somewhere to eat.
Right.
And he sort of saw somewhere down a side alley and thought, oh, look at that. So he went.
Only Collins could find
it. Anyway, so basically, to cut a long story short, he's led down to this fabulous restaurant. He sat down, what would you like? And he ordered like a small steak, glass of red wine, and a side of fries.
Mm.
And he said, you know, there wasn't really anybody else there, but people were starting, because it's quite early, it's about 6 o'clock or something. And he said, it's delicious, really, really great. And then the bill turned up, and it was like £380.
Do you think
he turned up and said, "Look at this! Have you fucking seen this?" He's still got PTSD from it.
He's still moaning about the fucking wine that I bought that night we went out. I mean, for a man who you would think is a man of the people, has been around a while, I'm quite surprised at his ability to order. Food and drink at restaurants. He does seem very good.
We all love Ian, but he's one of those little cunts who will always complain about anything.
Yeah.
So everything he comes.
you never complain.
But this row we were having, this ongoing. So everybody, all of the talk TV. Don't say that.
All of the talk
presenters.
Yeah.
We're going on a night out. We're going for a dinner. Me, Mike, Julia Hartley, Brewer, Ian Collins. All the gang. Next Friday.
Yeah. A week tomorrow.
So, I'm really looking forward to it. So, for some reason, I don't know why people do this. I fucking hate it. But, of course, they set up a WhatsApp group to discuss this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this. So for 2 weeks, the argument raged. Where will we go? When will we
eat? What time?
What time?
Yeah.
What time? Now, old suburban Collins, you know, he's got to get back to fucking Seven Oaks or wherever the hell it is.
Right.
So he wants to eat at something like about 4:15 in the afternoon.
Yeah, like a child.
That's what I kept saying. Yeah, so I'm not eating. Anyway, so he goes, I've got to go.
I haven't eaten before 6:00. He said, we're going to eat at
6. Exactly. He goes, we're going to eat at 7. I said, fuck off, mate. I haven't eaten at 7 since I was 7 years old. Right. You know, so he goes, I've got to get back to 7. It's all right for you. I said, well, why don't you move somewhere better?
Right.
Anyway.
Well, why don't you get a hotel room?
We said that, or I said, get an Uber. You know, so we get a hotel. Oh, I don't want to do that. It's too expensive. What about get an Uber? The Uber driver won't know the way. Fucking hell! Jesus, you know, rubbish. Fucking hell!
Absolute rubbish. I mean, I knew somebody for a long time ago who I used to go out with who could get a fucking car back to Kent or Sussex or anywhere. Fucking Anderson Lee will take you there. It's not a problem.
Yeah, and Uber. I mean, it wouldn't be that cheap, but I think he'd get back for 50-60 quid or something like that, you know, cheaper than
you run these numbers off the tongue as if you're, you know.
I've done a few long.
A lot of people think that's a lot of money, you know. Yeah.
By the way, I went for a lunch yesterday.
You changed the subject.
Yeah, that's 50-60 quid.
You went for lunch yesterday?
I went for lunch yesterday with our friend Tim Mars.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is an interesting new form of economics.
Uh-huh.
So he does this. He's about 75 or something, and he lives in a bygone
age. He's already survived.
No, so he fucking drives up to the West End, and he just like parks on the pavement, right, two wheels. So we went to Jamie Oliver's restaurant right next to the Drury Lane Theatre, which is actually quite good.
Oh yeah.
And it was Tim's secret birthday.
I thought he didn't have any of those left. I thought he'd sold them all.
No, but he got apparently. Andrew Lloyd Webber, who owns the Drury Lane, said to Jamie, there's a restaurant venue next door going. Why don't you sell?
Is that the one that used to be an Italian place?
Yeah, yeah. So he said to Jamie, quite a nice spot. Jamie, why don't you open a restaurant there, you know, theatre credit? So Jamie got,
though he just shut down.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. Why do people keep giving Jamie Oliver money to open restaurants? The fucker closes them faster than fucking anything every single time. But anyway, It's quite good. So, Tim, I said, Tim, your fucking car is like right outside in the middle of Covent Garden. He goes, yeah, I know, it's going to get a ticket.
So he pays the ticket?
I go, well, yeah, but, you know, you shouldn't get a ticket. He said, yeah, but the thing is, the ticket's going to cost me 65 quid.
Right.
He said, if we get an Uber both ways, it'll probably be 70. Interesting economics,
or you could get the tube. In which case, you could say,
I said to him, I'm on the phone now. I'm just calling the clampers.
He does make a point, because if he does get clamped, then he's going to fucking have a rip-off.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then it's 200 quid. Yeah. But also, he's right, because if you put it in an NCP car park, there's an NCP car park in Chinatown, right? It'll cost you about 35 quid just to park it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. No, he's got a point. Listen, let's quickly, because we're journalists, let's quickly talk about the. Somebody said to me on Twitter, I thought you were a serious journalist.
No, that'd be ridiculous.
I said, you really don't know me, do you? Fucking hell. God,
I mean, journalist is a stretch. One thing,
being a journalist is a stretch. I certainly don't want to be a serious.
Don't you love it when these people go, you're supposed to be a journalist, you're supposed to be unbiased. Oh, really?
No. I do think, though, it's very sad that this great city we live in, London, greatest city on the face of the earth, despite that little prick Sadiq Khan's best efforts to ruin it, is about to lose its only daily newspaper, the Evening Standard.
Yes.
The Evening Standard is going weekly.
It's a fucking disgrace.
And it's edited by a bloke called Dylan Jones.
Yes.
You know,
who's fucked it?
Where it's at, Dylan Jones. Yeah. Groovy Dylan.
Formerly the editor of GQ magazine.
GQ magazine. And Dylan, if you're listening, here's a thought as to why your fucking paper's going down the toilet. You know, maybe don't splash on Gilbert and fucking George.
Do you know what he said, though?
That's what he did. Fucking artists.
Yeah, because he said, famously, just a few months ago, the thing about the Evening Standard is, you know, it's all about the zeitgeist of London.
Yeah.
And you don't have to splash with news. Well, guess what?
Yeah, you
now
do.
Now they're shutting your fucking paper, you fucking moron.
Do you know what the splash... I mean, you know, I'm one of the very few...
giving Bob Dylan the fucking job.
You'd have done a much better job. But I'm one of the few readers left. because
you're like, still picking up.
Well, because I get the tube, you know. I'll go home.
Well, you know, because he said one of the reasons that it's failed is because the Wi-Fi on the tube has killed it. Well, no, there's no fucking Wi-Fi on most of the tube, is
it? Yeah, yeah, mostly there isn't. And actually, no, Dylan, you killed it because your fucking paper sucks. And guess what the splash was last night?
No.
What boys say about girls?
What?
Who gives a fuck? What's that got to do with London?
It's hardly news, is it?
Yeah, I know. But that went on for 8 fucking pages. Something about, you know, the usual old claptrap about boys are terrible and boys and girls are wonderful.
They might have gone with the fucking shooting.
And guess what page 3...
Drive-by shooting.
Guess what page 3 was?
What?
It was edited by guest editor Donna... what's her name? Donatella Versace.
No, you're joking.
Taking a rare break from a round-the-clock cocaine habit. it's fucking true. And the headline was.
We might have to get a lawyer to lawyer.
Yeah, well, she did have a big cocaine.
Did she?
She gave up a long time ago. I should say, for legal reasons.
For legal reasons.
Donatella leads a very clean life now. Yeah. But she couldn't edit shit. Anyway, yeah. So the page 3 is why queer London is crucial to this city. Thanks, Dylan. That'll sell papers. I mean, fuck's sake. Yeah.
Hello, Dylan. Yeah. Sorry, he's not in the office today. Why is that? Oh, he's just been fired.
Yeah.
Because the fucking papers got down the shitter.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hello, Dylan. Journalism's at the door. I don't believe you've been introduced. Right.
Yes.
Fuck's sake.
I'm funny enough.
But it's really sad. It's really terrible.
Because I know, we both know a lot of people who've had great careers there. People have worked there, and it was a proper newspaper, it was like a national newspaper, and people are just fucking disgusted that they've allowed this to happen. It's shocking. They're also saying they're going to keep the magazine and make it like a monthly, you know, lifestyle magazine, ES.
And they got also, they got the paper...
Well, BS.
The paper...
Yeah, you call it that?
BS magazine. You're right. But the magazine will come out... the newspaper once a week, but... You know, it's going to be some sort of fourth division shit.
It'll be shit.
GQ or something.
I mean, it's already shit. Let's face it. Yeah. If they keep the same fucking staff on running it, it'll be even more shit.
Yeah.
But listen, I know you've got shit to do.
Yeah.
So we've got to call a halt to it. We've been doing this for half an hour. Thank you very much for
listening. Thanks very much for listening. And you can all go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, by the time we talk to you next week, there'll have been another exciting fucking week of electoral bullshit.
Yeah, we should bring you next week news of Rod Little's campaign to be an MP. He's standing as an MP.
What the fuck's he doing that for?
For a laugh, I think.
Yeah, I know, but it means that we can't fucking talk to him. He's a fucking candidate.
Fucking true,
stupid
right.
Fucker.
Silly fuck.
I know.
Anyway, gotta go. Right, fuck off.